Now we're at 100. We're gonna do a straight feel. And this is the same, but it's gonna feel different because it's a different tempo. Same straight eighth. All eighth notes would be like. Lay back some and do only every other eighth note, like maybe. Much more laid back. Or you could even do slower notes. Talked about yet, which is, it doesn't even has to do with the picking hand, it has to do with the fretting hand. You can do legato or staccato. You know what those words mean?
I know staccato is like
Yes, it could be a succession of short notes, but mostly it means the note is played short.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't have to be a succession, it could just be one. And legato is elongated. So in this context, if your hand lifts, you don't lift off the string, you just stop applying pressure. It's a big difference. Like, listen to legato versus staccato. Like, oh, wait, I need to do it again. 3, 4. Staccato bit, I release the pressure right away, but it can be anywhere in between. Before we get to in between, let's just do all legato or all staccato. Here we go, and the rhythm is da 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 da. 1, 2, 3, 4. So that's not too hard, right? And then you don't have to do one or the other. You could do somewhere in between. Like maybe you'd play. Now I want you to hear what's going on there. I'm releasing the note right on the second beat. So the first note I play is exactly a quarter note, but there's no attack on beat two. I'm not playing until the end of two. So just feel that for a minute, like. should be no sound during that little bit. Maybe if you do get sound, maybe you're lifting off too much.
Okay, because, yeah, I was noticing, like, it would get quieter, but I could still feel it and sort of hear it, and I had to, like, mute with
my... Yeah, you get the exact right amount of pressure where you no longer hear the string. So here we go. 2, 3, go. Like, don't lose contact with the string. Still always keep pressing, but just... release the pressure.
Okay.
3, 4. That's good. Good, nice job. Let's hear you do all four chords like that. 1, 2, 3. Up legato and staccato and in between.
In between.
What's that?
In between.
In between is what we just did, where you're elongating it somewhat, but not the whole way.
Okay.
Like, not all the way until the next attack.
Yeah.
That would be legato. Let me just demonstrate mixing it up. 3, 4. The same rhythm, but just mix up. Could you hear that I was mixing it up?
Yeah.
All right, good, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Nice. How does that feel with the staccato?
It feels easier to do on the higher strings.
That's
like
interesting.
The E, I just feels like I can't stop it, and I need
that's
to
interesting.
Mute my right hand.
That's interesting. Interesting, because it's thicker. Okay. All right. So that's something to experiment with.
Yep.
All right. Very good. I think you're doing very well so far. And that was straight feel. And then let's see if we can add 16ths at this tempo. Like 4 in one beat would be 1 in the 2, 3, 4. Let's just do it on A. Have you ever heard 16ths counted like that?
Yeah.
It'll be 1 in the 2, 3, 4. Alright, so in the same way that we took triplets earlier to all four beats, we're gonna do that with 16ths one at a time. So the first rhythm is 1 and a 2, 3, 4 on all four chords. Here we go. 3, 4. Good. Now beat 2 gets to 16. So 1, 3, and a 3, 4. Good. Now beat 3 gets it like 1, 2. Harder because it leaves you less time to get to the next note. it up any way you want, and you might have something like, and you can do eighth notes too here, but it might be like, see? Yeah. Alright, so mix it up any way you want, 16th. 1, 2, 3. Job so far, putting in 16th. Now you don't have to put 16th in all in a row. You could put them in da 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 or da 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 da. Like, let me let's. This is a big topic, so let's decide in advance. You could do 1 en, 2 en, 3 en, 4 en. Like, let's just do all that for a second. Only on the A.
Okay.
2, 3, 4, this is 1 en, 3 en, 4 en. Okay, that's the first place the 16th can go. You could also put it like 1, 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a. It's the reverse of what we just did. So 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4. There, right? And then you could also put it on the E only, like 1 and then the E, like 3, 4, like 1 E 2 E 3 E 4 E. That's less common, but it's there. You could put it on the A only, like 1 da 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 da.
Sense? Kind of. cycle between these to, like, hear them next to each other?
Sure. Like, all the ones we did?
Yeah, because I'm just kind of... Like, I can imitate it, but, like, thinking about it is
sure.
different.
So, here's 1 EN, 2 EN, 3 EN, 4 EN, 1 EN, 2 EN. I'll do it A.
Oh, yeah.
3, 4, like, 1 EN, 2 EN, 3 EN, 4 EN, 1 EN. Now, if we leave off the end, and it's just 1 E, 2 E, 3 E, 4 E, 1 E, 2 E, 3 E. Let's go back to the end. 1 EN, 2 EN, 3 EN, 4 EN. Another one is 1 EN. Now we got 1, a 2, a 3, a 4, a 1, a 2, a 3, a 4, a 1, a 2, a 3. And then there's one final combination, which is the E and the A. It'll be like this. 1 E, a 2 E, a 3 E, a 4 E, a 1 E, a 2 E, a 3 E, a 4 E. To 16, so this is certainly not going to be an all-encompassing, you know, now you know them all, and we'll never talk about it again.
Got it.
But let's run through some of the possibilities with the four chords. This is,
okay.
I'm going to say the rhythm, and you have to figure out how to play it. Like, I want to hear 1 E end.
Okay.
And on the other four beats, you could do whatever you want. So let me hear 1 E end. Yeah. So actually play 1 EN, 2 EN, 3 EN like that. Good. Now what if I gave you? Let's just leave it like that. So same rhythm on all four beats,
okay.
But with all four chords, 3, 4. 1 EN, 2 EN. Now only the 1 and the E. Coming up. I messed up. 3, 4. So that'd be 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4. It up wherever the 16ths want to be. Sometimes you might not do any 16th notes. I'm going to just demonstrate and then join me. Like,
I got a little off rhythm a bit as I tried to, like,
good,
you know.
Good. I say good, like explore and get off and then get back on again.
Yeah, getting back on.
At least you're taking chances.
Yeah.
And the fact that you could hear that you got off most of the time, occasionally, but it wasn't drastic. You were never far off when I corrected you. Mm. So I say bring it on.